For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
So this evening we're looking at, am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? So let's open in prayer as we come around the word tonight. Heavenly Father, we commit this word to you. In the name of Jesus, I ask for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the utterance of the Holy Ghost, that this may be made known to people far and wide, this very thing about the truth of God being preached and taught in a world full of lies and wickedness. Father, we ask that tonight and in our own lives we be people of truth, constantly, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So, am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? Let's have a look at what Jesus has said in John chapter 8. And Jesus said this to some people who had only just believed on him. So you would expect he would be saying something very important to them about what they needed to do from that time forward. So John chapter 8, we'll look at verses 30 to 32. And we won't go back to what he said, but he preached a sermon. And in verse 30 it says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. So think about that. Many believed on him. Many became believers. Glory to God. Verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There is a very clear progression here. Continuing in the word of Jesus. What have they just done? They've just heard about what Jesus was saying concerning the Father and so on, that he was sent by the Father, and they believed on him. And then Jesus instructs them, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Disciples means those disciplined followers, those who indeed are listening with disciplined ears and hearts. They're not just taking his word as something that they can flippantly put aside when it suits them. And this is a big problem. People put the word of God aside when it suits them. And we should not and cannot be people like that, because verse 32 gives us the result of continuing in the word of God. It says, and ye shall know the truth. Well, knowing the truth is in the inner man. Knowing the truth is in the inner man. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So it's the truth that you know that'll make you free. Freedom doesn't just drop on people. Freedom is a result of living in the Word, continuing in the Word, keeping the Word in people's hearts. And you'll know the truth, and then when something comes up, that knowledge will also spring up out of your heart. And as the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You'll start to say things that matter instead of unbelief coming out or things like that. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now Jesus said also in John 17:17, let's have a look at that. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So sanctify, being set apart from the world and its ways, set apart from unholiness, set apart from sin, and set apart for God in holiness. And we see here, sanctify them through thy truth. There is a washing through the truth of God, through the word of God. There's a washing, and you can read about that in Ephesians 5 and other scriptures. The word of God will wash you, and it'll wash away unbelieving thoughts, and it will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And as we take it in a believing way into our life, we start to have an understanding. An understanding, because you shall understand, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You're free from the shackles that the world has. You're free from the shackles of the curse. You're free from the shackles of things that would keep you back from doing God's will. You're free from the shackles of poverty and sickness and disease and so on. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And Jesus talked about building the house upon the rock, and he said, the rock is my sayings, my words. So building our house, our life, our ways upon the word is absolutely vital. So one of the important things is that the word can be quite cutting. Okay, now that doesn't mean that ministers of God should come up and up to people and tear them apart. No. Ministers of God are meant to be like shepherds and nurturers and edifiers and strengtheners. But sometimes we have to speak a word to people because they're undermining themselves. And we see that in Paul's life. We'll see that soon. But we want to understand that just because we're speaking the truth, and it might be a hard thing, it doesn't mean that it's not to be received. It doesn't mean, oh, it's coming out of a wrong spirit. It might mean that you might have to do some adjusting and bring yourself in line with the word. You know, the Bible tells us that if you cover your sin, you shall not prosper. So we need to make sure that we're listening, hearkening to God's word. And it's not just in a, oh yeah, I'm hearing the word, but it's got to be an obedient sense. The Bible talks about a listening ear, an obedient ear, an ear that is not going to, you've heard the saying, oh, that fell on deaf ears. Well, it shouldn't be the case with us if we're hearing the truth of God. So all around us in the world, there's all types of words being flung at people. All types of words. Through the media, through the politicians, through the education system, through various people and neighbours and so on all around you. You have to guard your heart as a believer in Christ. You have to guard your heart. Look at Isaiah 8, verse 16. Isaiah 8, 16. You know, if we don't guard our heart, wrong things can come in, and we'll start believing wrong things, and that's not a good thing at all. Isaiah 8, verse 16 says, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. So notice that. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. He doesn't say seal the law among those that are transgressors. Remember, Jesus talked about you'll be my disciple indeed. Here we see, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. It'll be sealed within you to do the things of God. And then look at verses 19 to 22. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God, for the living to the dead? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now, think about that. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The truth of God has light in it. And that light shines in the darkness. And what's it doing? It's bringing to light the things of God that he wants to show you. Now, those who are not listening and believing a word of darkness, what's going to happen to their heart? Their heart's going to be filled with darkness, isn't it? And that's what we see all around us. People believing all types of wrong things. Verse 21, and they shall pass through it, hardly bestead and hungry, and it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. Why? Because they've believed a wrong word. They've taken hold of a wrong word. They've not continued in the word of God. They've not allowed his word as truth to come into their life and shine. See, God cannot seal the law among the transgressors. He cannot bind up the testimony among the transgressors. He can only do that with those who are disciples indeed, who are continuing in God's word. Let's have a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14. Now, I believe this church is about equipping people to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to be strong in his word and in his ways. And 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. Obviously demonstrated love in action, which undergirds your faith, because faith worketh by love. So stand fast in the faith. Have strength in God. Don't quit in the faith. Don't quit continuing in the word of God. Stand fast in that. Don't allow the things of the enemy to get in. Things of the enemy, they'll undermine your prosperity, they'll undermine your health, they'll undermine the things of God in your life. We're not to give place to the enemy. Okay. Look at Galatians 3 verse 1. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? You know, Paul discovered that there were people that came in and spoke to the Galatians, but they weren't speaking the words of truth. They were speaking things that came from lies, came from the enemy, and were of a bewitching nature. And notice what he says here in Galatians 3 verse 1. It's a great warning to us so that we can be people that are going to be strong in the Lord. Galatians 3:1. Notice what he calls the Galatians here. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? Who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Think about that. There are people who are bewitching other people so they're not obeying the truth, which is the exact opposite to what Jesus said people should be doing as his disciples, which is continuing in his word and knowing the truth, and the truth setting them free. So what's this bewitching doing? If they're not obeying the truth, if they're not going forward in the truth, they're going to be entangled in lies, They're going to become people where the judgment of God will come on them because they're disobedient. And we know, according to Ephesians, that the prince of the power of the air works in the children of disobedience. That's where he's working, amongst disobedience and a disobedient people. We shouldn't be like that. We should be saying, Lord, and you may have heard Brother Kenneth Hagin has said. He said, the people that get the results are those who are quick to repent and quick to believe. Isn't that good? I believe that. Quick to repent. In other words, repent of any disobedience and sin, and quick to believe the word, quick to take hold of the word. Glory to God. So there are people bewitching others so that they don't obey the truth. Have a look at Galatians 4, verses 13 to 19. Now, notice what Paul says in here in this section. Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. Well, you know he went through a lot. He was stoned, for example. So I'm not talking about sickness and disease crippling him up. Okay? But he obviously had a lot of injuries and so on. And he still persisted in preaching. Verse 14, and my temptation, which was in my flesh, she despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. So they were open to what he was going to say. Is that right? They were open, weren't they? Yes, very much so. Wherein? Now, where is then the blessedness ye spoke of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. So, what were they saying? Oh, Paul, this is such blessedness. This is such wondrous things that you're saying. There's such goodness that's coming into our lives because we're receiving you, as it says there, as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. We're receiving you as someone that's been sent to give us something that's very valuable. And of course, he was sent to give the word of God. He talks about, I preached the gospel. So I preached the gospel. And obviously, you can read in Galatians and other scriptures, they start to get into a works type of salvation rather than a salvation by faith in Christ, in that he has done the works. So, verse 15, let me just read that again. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. So let me just say that again. They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that ye might affect them. In other words, they would exclude them from blessing so that the people who are doing this bewitching could be affected in a good way, what they perceive to be a good way, for themselves. They weren't caring about the Galatians themselves. They were just caring about their own power, their own ways. But Paul had to come in and give a sharp word. Hey, you're getting off track here into this gospel of works. The gospel I preached to you was a gospel of faith in Christ. Okay? Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And so, you know, there is a time where we might say, well, that's a hard word. But if it's coming out of love and it's come from the Lord, you know that we must be people that are open to that. Verse 18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. and not only when I am present with you. So Paul didn't want to be, you know, micromanaging them and saying, well, are you obeying the Lord in this? Are you doing this? No, he wanted them to be affected in the good thing of the word of God and hearing good quality preaching and so on. He wanted them to be responding to the truth, not to be bewitched so that they're disobedient to the truth. Verse 19, he says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. So he sees that there's work that he has to do again in these people so that Christ can be formed in them. And you know, Christ formed in us. Remember, Christ was never disobedient to the word of the Father. And so if Christ is in you, he will always be towards obedience, always be towards truth and the knowledge of God, not disobedience. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's close in prayer. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you that you are with us and that you're helping us to be obedient to the truth, helping us by your Spirit. As you've said, your Spirit, the Spirit of truth, guides us into all truth. And we receive that, Lord. We receive that we are people guided into all truth, not away from the truth, not to be people that are away from being planted in the house of the Lord or away from being fed with the Word of God, but to be people that are more and more pressing into you in truth. And we glorify you and praise you, Lord. And we thank you for increasing us more and more. And we praise you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, Matthew's going to lead us in a finishing chorus. Thank you, Matthew.
We're going to sing, let everything within me cry holy. Sing it through once. One, two, three.
Let everything within me cry holy. Let everything within me cry holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb that was slain.
Amen. Pastor Craig's going to lead us now with our closing confession and prayer. Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew. Well, praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Psalm 1. And by the way, we will say a special prayer on Sunday for the election in the United States, so don't miss it. We will be saying a special prayer because that is a crucial and vital election, and I think that there's a lot riding on it, and I know that the Lord has his hand in this. So come along and be blessed. So we see in Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, but his delight, talking about the delight of the man walking not in the counsel of the ungodly, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So, say out loudly after me, I delight in the law of the Lord.
I delight in the law of the Lord.
And in his law,
I meditate day and night.
And I am like a tree
planted
by the rivers of water bringing fruit in season,
and my leaf shall not wither,
and whatsoever I do shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we commit this time to you, and we also commit Sunday to you. Bring your people together, Lord. Let it be a wonderful time on Sunday, full of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, full of love and faith, full of expectancy. Oh, we praise you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. And we look forward to that. Bring us together in joy and faith on Sunday. And let every person here and those connected with Victory Faith Centre be abundantly blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.